Your attention, please.
Listen.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Now, Comedy Palooza, featuring professional comedian interviews and amateur comedy tryouts. Here's Comedy Palooza on TalkZone.com.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Comedy Palooza Radio. I'm Fred, my partner in crime, coming to you live from Yankee Land. Is Sheila. Say hi, Sheila.
Hi, Fred. How's it going?
It's going great. Listen, we got some great interviews coming up today. We got Matt Bergman coming on this morning, our first segment from Buffalo, New York. I mean, these guys are calling in from all over the place. We got Mondo is going to be here. I believe he's in Connecticut. And we got Tom Tran's going to be in here interviewing with us. And I think he's calling from Los Angeles. So, man, we got people from all over. And you're on the road, too, aren't you? Where are you at?
That's right. I'm calling you from Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. We've got a big comedy show here tonight at the Holiday Inn at Attitudes Bar and Grill. It's located at 900 Prices Fork Road in Blacksburg, Virginia. Showtime's 9 o'clock, so if anybody's in the area, come on down. We're going to have a good time.
What you been doing while you've been out on the road?
Oh, yeah, I've been out on the road. Yesterday, I was Monday and Tuesday, I was at Walter Reed in Washington, D.C., hanging out with our wounded warriors. If anybody gets a chance to visit Walter Reed Hospital, you should stop in there and make a little visit to some of those soldiers. And if you want to donate to Walter Reed, which helps for the rehab center, you can go to walterreed.com, and it'll take you through. It'll navigate you through and show you where you can go to make a donation. But I spent a lot of time over at a place called MATSE. It's their military advanced training for the injured warriors. They go in, they retrain themselves on how to walk, and some of them have new hands, so they have to learn how to pick things up. And it's very interesting, and God bless them, because they have such a good attitude, a very good attitude. I got to meet with a lot of the families and the children. Because not only are the warriors staying there, but their families live there too. The wives and the children, they live in the Fisher houses. And Fisher people are very good because they volunteer too to build those homes on base. So it was all around good visit. It was a very good visit. Have you ever been there?
Families come up there too?
Yes, they have to because when a warrior is evacuated out of a war zone and into Walter Reed, they're usually pretty seriously injured. So part of their rehab is to have their families with them. And a lot of them, as you know, are wounded and married. And some are married with children. So Walter Reed does everything in their power to accommodate families of wounded soldiers. To make sure that the families stay as a unit. They have wonderful training programs there for the families as well to learn how to take care of your wounded warrior when they come back from one of those war-torn countries. So there's a lot of programs going on. People can even volunteer to work with some of the groups over there. I'm sorry, my voice is just about shot, but that's okay. I keep on grooving.
It still sounds pretty on this end.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Well, I'm back in my home state. I'm originally from Virginia.
Yeah, you are.
So, yeah, my phone's been ringing off the hook since I pulled into town.
Well, I goofed up that intro, didn't I? I said you was coming from Yankee Land, and really you're not. You're in the true South.
Oh, that's right. I am in the true South, and I keep on going down, too. The VA in Roanoke, Virginia. Then I'll be at the VA hospital in Fort Bragg. Then I'll be down in Charlotte, South Carolina. Then I'm going on down into Georgia to the Hunter. And then I'm going down to Fort Stewart Hospital. I'll be doing a show on base there. So it's a lot of fun doing these shows for the soldiers. And for the retired and veterans, it's a lot of fun.
I got a question though. I want to go back to Walter Reed for a minute because I've never been there. And those guys, and they come back. and they're in there and you're going over there to visit them and everything. Are they chipper? Are their spirits up?
Yeah.
How do they feel?
Well, most of them are. You have to know they have, they do intense meetings with psychologists and counselors to talk to them because, your life is completely changed. You haven't lost your life. You just have a new way to live. You know, a lot of times they have to reacclimate themselves to doing everyday things like driving a car. As a matter of fact, one of the fellas that drove me from the hospital to where I was staying on base had an arm missing, and he drove me with his prosthetic. And he's just a good old boy. He came in from Germany, him and his wife and their beautiful baby.
Wow.
And they train them how to wear their prosthetics. Everything is made there, too. I don't think people realize this, but they are custom fitted right there at the hospital, which is a long process. But and everybody gets such great individual care. So anybody that has to have a limb made for them is custom made right there on site for them, fitted. And that's why they train themselves on how to walk. And It's just a great experience if you get a chance. Of course, you have to call and be on a list. You know, they have to know that you're coming if you actually want to go. I went up into Ward 57, which is also which is inside the hospital. So if you want to visit any of the wards within the hospital, you have to be passed. I mean, you have to call and be on the list.
Wow.
To get into the
I'm sure everybody's wondering what all this has to do with comedy, but, you know, part of our show, you know, we really support our heroes. And to me, those guys that have served, they are just absolute heroes in my heart. And our show, we really want to show our support for our troops, and we want them to know that we support them 100%, even though our listeners, a lot of them probably don't support this war. And a lot of us don't support the war. It has nothing to do with our wounded heroes. And we're behind you guys and girls, and we love you so much that we got to talk about you to the world on Comedy Palooza Radio.
Oh, that's right. So our Spotlight on America this week is for Walter Reed, Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Giving a big shout out to all those guys in Ward 57, everybody in the Military Advanced Training Program down at MATSE, and all the soldiers in Monologue House and all the Fisher Homes. I just want to say, hey, you guys, I'll be back to visit again.
Well, you know what? You ready to do an interview?
Oh, I'm ready for Matt.
Uh-huh. Well, Matt's on the line. Dave, our producer. Hi, Dave, and thank you so much for everything you do. Dave just sent me a instant message that said Matt is on the line. So we'll just let everybody know our first comedian hails from Buffalo, New York, and is a true road warrior. He has opened, and I've typed this twice, he's opened for Dave Attell and Bill Burr. Matt, you're on Comedy Palooza Radio with Fred and Sheila. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Wonderful. I can't even read my own typing. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
No, no worries. No worries. You got it right. You got it right. That's perfect.
Hey, Matt, how's it going? Where are you calling us from?
Calling you guys from Cleveland, Ohio right now.
Yeah.
The exact
same. Who you working for?
New York. So I'm working with Tommy Davidson from In Living Color.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Matt, I see you open for Dave Attell.
Yeah, he's great. Very, very fun.
Yeah, I know. I knew Dave back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah,
it was great.
He's a true road warrior. I like how you say that, but I've only been at it for 6 years. He's been at it for 20, so I'll give him the road warrior credit where it's deserved.
Yeah. He's something
else. I think anybody that's done it for 6 months is a road warrior.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Dave, you live in New York City now instead of Buffalo?
Yeah, I'm living in New York City. I just moved there in September, and it's great so far. When I first moved there, I was able to take in a Mets game. I live in Queens, so that was great. I don't have a lot of money, though, so my favorite thing to do is I'll go to, like, sporting events, and I'll buy the cheapest seats in the house, and throughout the game, I'll try to move to the best seats in the house, you know? It's like we did. We went to the game, bought, like, $3 tickets, and by the seventh inning, I was pitching for the Mets. That's is I don't know how I accomplished that, but somehow I got out there.
Oh.
Did you guys play sports when you were kids? Wes, did you play?
Oh yeah, I did mud wrestling.
Oh, you did mud wrestling? Oh wow.
Mud wrestling. Yeah, that's a big sport where I'm from.
That just became
a big killer wrestling.
There's a big argument over that for the longest time. If that was a
Matt,
sport or not.
Hey, Matt, what do your parents think about you being a comedian? How do they feel about that?
I'm the only child of the family, so they're, you know what I mean? Like, they have nobody else to compare me to, which is good and bad. Because, I don't know, like, when I was a kid, like, my mom used to freak out over, like, small things, you know what I mean? And, like, I wish I had, like, an older brother that I could compare myself to. But, like, so, when I was, like, 18, I decided to create my invisible older brother, Peter. He's kind of like the idiot of the family. Whenever my mom would freak out about something small, she'd be like, oh, I can't believe you didn't put the dishes in the dishwasher. I'd just be like, well, at least I don't sell drugs to school children like Peter, Mom. And she'd be like, what are you right now, Matthew? And I'd be like, well, yeah, but at least I'm not on heroin like Peter. You know, that could kill somebody. And that seemed like a great idea at the time, but, like, I had to move back home for a couple months to raise a little money to go to New York City. So I'd be sitting at the dinner table. My mom would be looking across going, well, Matthew, at least Peter doesn't back home with his parents again. At least Peter has a girlfriend and the family.
Do you have any roommates, Matt?
I do have a roommate right now. I have actually two roommates.
Are they comedians as well?
They're also comedians. So you can imagine what our household is like.
Oh man, eating ramen noodles.
Exactly. We buy it in the bulk.
Well, what's your girlfriend think about all this?
There's no girlfriend right now, unfortunately. I'm single. My last girlfriend is actually atheist, if you can believe that. I didn't think it'd be a problem, but after like 2 months, like every time we made love and she'd start going, oh God, I'd be like, faking it again, aren't you? It's not worth it.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness gracious.
How old are you, Matt?
I just turned 24.
So you're a baby.
you could say.
Did you go to college? Did your parents send you to college?
I did go to college. I have a 2-year degree, or actually a 4-year degree, pardon me, in criminal justice. So as you can imagine, my parents are very excited that I chose to do comedy in Cleveland. So
very proud of you.
Especially $70,000 spent on college, that's for sure.
do you get to spend a lot of time? Do you get to spend a lot of time with your parents?
I do. You know, my parents are great people and stuff like that. And I have to appreciate my mom too. She did me a great favor when I was 12 to get me to fit in socially. She actually signed me up for Little League Baseball, which is a great time because it gave me like that rare opportunity to watch other kids play Little League Baseball. You know, I sat the bench, and she'd always get angry at the coach too. She'd be like, "Ah, come on, coach, it's time to put my son in. Time to put my son in." And of course, the coach would get all pissed off, and he'd be like, "Ma'am, sit down. Your son sucks." And that kind of hurt too, because I could hear him say it, and it's my dad. You know, like, you know, child, he's supposed to live through me.
Your dad. You spend a lot of time with him.
He's actually been coming on the road with me lately. He's going through that midlife crisis which is great because he just comes and travels, and I would say like maybe like once every 2 months he'll come on the road and hang out in the hotel and just go sightseeing. So it's been a lot of fun.
What kind of sightseeing do you do with your dad?
We just go to a lot of strip clubs. That's basically.
That's you go to strip clubs with your dad? That's got to be kind of awkward, huh?
No, yeah. You would
He's
think,
going, shh, don't tell mom.
He wanted to go for his 52nd birthday. Like, he just turned 52 recently. And I thought it'd be really, like, I thought it'd be cool at first, you know? I'm like, oh, that'll be cool, me and my dad going to the strip club. But as soon as we got there, it was, like, really awkward. But luckily, the first girl on stage was a girl I went to high school with.
Oh,
so
no.
So kind of took the awkwardness to the right of me and put it right in front of me. Which is, I went to a very small Catholic high school. We had like 46 kids in my high school class. So, I mean, we recognized each other right away. Like, it was weird too because she came up to me and she's like, oh, I remember you from high school and stuff like that. She's like, hey, I actually heard you're doing comedy now. And I was like, well, yeah, I've been doing it for like 5 years. And she's just like, oh, that's so weird because you weren't even that funny in high school. And I was just like, well, you weren't very good on the rope in gym class either. So people take a little time, better what they do.
Matt, where can our listeners come and see you? Do you have a website or someplace where you keep your schedule?
Matt, it's mattbergman.net. And also, if anybody's on MySpace out there, it's MySpace, myspace.com/Matt Bergman Comedy.
Nice.
I thought you didn't like MySpace.
I don't like MySpace at all. And here's why, like my friend, like, I don't know, do you have kids? Either of you guys have kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got 10.
Anybody, are they on MySpace yet?
Oh yes.
No? They are? Yeah, you gotta keep them off. I don't know, like, MySpace is very creepy, I think. I don't mean, my friend, like, I've known his sister since she's like, you know, 5 years old. She just turned 17 recently. And I was on her MySpace profile and like everything on there was just like, she's like, putting that she loves going out on the weekends, and it's actually on her profile. She's like, I love getting drunk and getting high. And like on the thing, there's like this little sex survey and it says, would you go all the way on the first date? And she actually put yes. And I'm just like, I'm appalled. I'm like, what would her brother think, you know, if I asked her out? Because that is amazing.
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 Oh, I'm sorry. I'm typing. I got people coming in going, hey, you're crazy. Matt, you've already got a fan club over here on my side.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, it's some 12-year-old, actually.
Oh.
Like, no.
She's going horrifying. To your MySpace page.
Exactly. I will have to block her. I do not need that. I do not need Dateline coming to my house.
That's right, huh? Hey, those are some idiots. Those guys are idiots.
Oh, they're amazing, right?
You know. Even the guys that say, yes, I've seen your show before, and they're standing there in this little girl's house.
Yeah.
So they know why that guy's there.
Exactly. It truly is an amazing show. There's like, it's nonstop, too. People just like, oh, I'm going to take a chance. It's like, you are an idiot. Oh, good. So lock them up.
You know what? It's about time to go to commercial break. Any other questions for Matt, Sheila?
I'm good. Matt, we thank you so much for being with us today on Comedy Palooza Radio. Tell all your buddies about our radio and have them join us. We're here every Wednesday.
Thank you guys for having me on.
And
well,
make
thanks
sure
a lot. Have fun out there.
All right.
Folks, we're speaking with Matt Bergman, professional comedian from New York City, since he ain't from Buffalo no more. And don't forget to visit his website at www.mattbergman.net. I can't even talk today. You're listening to Comedy Palooza Radio on TalkZone.com. We're going to take a short break, but stay tuned because we're going to have one of the best comedians, Mondo, from Connecticut with us as soon as we come back from this word from our sponsors.
Meet Kyle.
Hi.
Kyle is 8 years old. Kyle has a gift. He is a human magnet for mud and dirt. Jayco, a leading recreational vehicle manufacturer, knows that sooner or later a Kyle will be in a family that owns a Jayco RV. It could be a folding camper, travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome. Which model, we can only guess. That's why Jayco adds touches like outside showers to hose off dirty feet or hose down complete Kyles. So after a long day of climbing pine trees dripping with sap, the people at Jayco want even Kyles to feel like they're headed back home, not just back to an RV. Kyles are true professionals, getting stronger and dirtier, to which Jayco says, bring it on, Kyle.
Jayco, America's most livable RVs.
In Louisville, find the Jayco RV that's perfect for you at Cunningham Campers, 5201 Highway 62, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Cunningham's selling Jayco RVs for nearly 35 years.
Just how big is the heart of a moose? It's big enough to care for thousands of disadvantaged children at Moose Heart. Strong enough to provide for the elderly at Moose Haven. And expansive enough to donate nearly $90 million a year in community service all over North America. The big hearts of more than a million men and women of the Moose beat in communities across the nation. To find out what Moose members are doing in your community, call 630-966-2229 or visit mooseintl.org.